Somebody say hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Somebody say thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Do you love the Lord tonight?
Amen.
Amen. How many of you are glad that you're saved? Praise God. How many of you are glad that you're baptized in the Holy Ghost and speaking tongues? How many of you are glad that you're going to be raptured one of these days? Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah. Like I said yesterday, how many of you are just glad to be glad? Thank you, Jesus. How many of you love your mother? Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. God is good. Well, before we go on the word tonight, we just want to thank God for the life of Apostle Michael and Pastor and Apostle Yvonne. Thank you for allowing me to be here with you today. It's not my right to be here. Yes. It's an honor to be here. Praise God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And so I'm thankful, and I like the open heaven over this ministry. Praise God.
Amen.
Amen. It's easy to preach in this place. Praise God. You know, I travel extensively, and some churches, my good God Almighty, it's like you're breaking your head against a stone, you know. But thank God, this is easy to preach. Praise God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And looking forward to be at the gathering this Wednesday. The Lord bless you. Amen. We love you and we honor you. Praise God. Amen. Mama Sophia, we bless you and we love you. Praise God. Amen. And all the pastors that came, we thank God for every one of you. Glory to God. All those who came from Hong Kong, the Lord bless you. Praise God. Long ways to go to come to church. Praise God. Amen. Thank you, Lord. Well, real quickly before we go on the word tonight, like I said to you yesterday, I travel extensively, and we brought some books at the back which we would love for you to get, because in doing so, you'll be helping me to go around the world to preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And by the time this year, I will visit about 17 to 18 nations. Amen.
Wow.
And so we thank God. Once I leave here, I'll be in Maryland. After Maryland, I'll be in Hong Kong, and then Macau, and then Singapore. And then from there, be going back to Africa again, then to Europe, and a bunch of other places. Praise God. Amen. But these books will be a blessing to your life. Some of these books are used in Jacksonville Theological Seminary and other Bible schools, so they are loaded with information. Can you say amen? I want to recommend this book to you, 7 Ways to Increase Your Anointing. Amen. We all need to increase in the anointing of God. Whether you're a pastor or a regular believer or a businessman, all of us need to be anointed. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So get yourself a copy of that. Will be a blessing to you. And this is one of my personal favorite, The Blood of Favor. A revelation of the blood of Jesus is a revelation of fearlessness. Satan has no weapon in his arsenal that can deal with the blood of Christ. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Every stubborn problem in your life can be broken by the power of Jesus' blood. Can you say amen?
Amen.
I love what this guy is wearing here today. He says, bloodline breaker. That's what the blood does. Amen. The battle of life is the battle of two blood. The blood of Adam, who condemned you, and the blood of Jesus, who redeems you. Can you say amen? And I'm in the blood of Jesus. Glory to God. Can you say amen?
Amen?
If you are in the old Adam, you are the old creation. If you are in the new blood, you are the new creation.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
So get yourself a copy of this one and this one here. People say, I want to hear the voice of God. Well, this is a very easy book for you to understand how to hear the voice of God. You don't have to fleece God. God, if it's really you speaking to me, let 3 red buses come in front of me, or let the phone ring. No, God leads you by his spirit, by your spirit, man. The scripture says the spirit of man is the what? The candle of the Lord. Or the light bulb of the Lord. The light will come up in your spirit, man. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And then this one here, this Friday we're going to be doing prayer coach. And get this book. I'm telling you, it will change the way you pray. This is not nice little prayer. This is not friendly prayers to Satan. We're not friendly with Satan. Can you say amen?
Amen?
So get yourself a copy of that. It will be a blessing to you. Like I said, I've written 34 books. So you'll be blessed. Praise God. Can you say amen?
Amen?
All right. Are you ready for God's word today? Come on, lift up your hands. Say, I'm ready for God's word. Thank you, Lord Jesus. We've been talking about the prophetic. So today, I'm going to be going into part 2 of this message. And tomorrow, we can take off. Yesterday, we were in the gate. Amen. We boarded the plane. Today we're on the runway, and tomorrow we take off. Can you say amen? Amen. Glory to God forever. Praise God. Somebody say praise God. Let's pray. Father, we want to thank you for the word. Spirit of God, I'm asking you today that you will think through my mind and that you will speak through my lips. Thank you for these, your wonderful people. They've got ears to hear, mind to understand, and heart to receive the word of God. Everybody say amen. All right, if you have your Bible today, let's open our Bible, please. We've got a number of scriptures to look at. Let's go to 2 Kings chapter 2. 2 Kings and chapter 2. Now, we're going to read verse 13, but before I read that, I want to show you this verse that we were looking at yesterday in Hosea chapter 12 and verse 13. So this will be the two stepping stones that we're going to look at today. Hosea chapter 12, verse 13, and we're going to link that with 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 13. Praise God. Yesterday we defined to you what the prophetic is, right? Thank you, Jesus. We defined to you a number of things yesterday, but today I want to show you today. Today I want to talk to you about the dynamics, praise God, of the prophetic mantle. Can you say amen? Amen. The dynamics of what? The prophetic mantle. Thank you, Jesus. All right, now, Hosea chapter 12. Everybody read with me now. Ready, one, two, go. And by a prophet, the Lord brought Israel out of Egypt, and by a prophet was he preserved. Anytime that God wants to do something supernatural in your life, he'll bring a prophet of God into your life. And like I said to you yesterday, that whenever Satan wants to hurt you, he also believes in the prophetic, and he will bring the prophetic in your life in the form of a curse, in the form of an enchantment, and in the form of a spell. The Bible tells you that when Philip went down to Samaria, that the city of Samaria was under the spell of one man. Are you listening? And Philip preached Christ, glory to God, can you say amen? And broke the spell of Simon the sorcerer. Can you say amen? And that is what every preacher of the gospel is supposed to be doing. We're here to break the spell over the city. Can you shout amen? Why did God send you here? Why did God leave you in San Jose, California? To break the spell over San Jose. Can you say amen? Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. This place is not supposed to be covered with a cloud of darkness and a cloud of gloom and doom. No. Arise and shine, for the light has come and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. So everywhere you go, you ought to be breaking the spell over your city. As a family member, you ought to be the one to break the spell over your family.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Thank you, Jesus. So by a prophet, the Lord took Israel out of Egypt. Who's that? Moses. And by a prophet, he took them and he preserved them. That's Joshua. Then, of course, we know it was Isaiah who protected them. And then we know, of course, Daniel was responsible for Israel, glory to God, to be out of the Babylonian captivity when he read the prophetic words of Jeremiah. He read Jeremiah chapter 27, 28, 29, right? And he knew, he said, man, time is up. Are you listening? 70 years is over. It's time to go home. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you lift up your hands today and say, it's time to go home? And what is home? Home is your promised land. Glory to God. Can you say amen? Now, my promised land may be different from your promised land, but nonetheless, your promised land is your promised land. Can you say amen? And there comes a time in your life where promised land needs no longer to be promised land, but become possessed land. Can you say amen? Because sometimes when we think about the promised land, it's always in the sweet by and by in the future. Are you listening to me now? One of these days, and one of these days, but guess what? One of these days you're getting older. Are you listening? 40 years have expired and you're still wandering in the wilderness. No, 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 no. Promised land must become possessed land.
Hallelujah.
Come on, point your finger at your neighbor and tell them your promised land will become your possessed land. All right, now elbow the other neighbors and wake up. Your promised land is going to become your possessed land. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
Now, let's go to 2 Kings and chapter 2. verse 13. 2 Kings chapter 2 and verse 13. I want you to follow along with me now. Everybody read together with me. Ready? One, two, go. He, talking about Elisha, took up also the mantle of Elijah. That fell from him and went back and stood by the bank of Jordan. Next verse, please. All right. Verse 14. Everybody read now. And he took the mantle of Elijah. Now stop right there. Twice we're told he took the mantle of Elijah. He didn't receive it. He took it.
Yes.
What is it that you want today? Some of you, you're still in a waiting to receive mode. But Elisha didn't wait to receive. He took it.
Amen.
Come on, lift up your hands and say, I will take it.
I will take it.
Come on, say it again. I will take it. Are you listening? Some people got the faith to wait. I don't have the faith to wait. I want the faith to receive now.
Amen.
Amen. Can I say amen? Can you say amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Somebody say amen. So he took the mantle. Everybody say, he took the mantle. Now, before we read that, I want you to understand this. So I want to talk to you today about the dynamics of the prophetic mantle. Ladies and gentlemen, Jesus said in Matthew chapter 10 and verse 41, Matthew chapter 10 and verse 41, Jesus said, he that receiveth a prophet in the name of a prophet shall receive what?
Prophet's reward.
Now, put your hand on your heart and say this with me. If I receive a prophet, then I will receive the prophet's reward. Are you listening?
Yes.
Now, I want you to write this down. Any biblical truth, that you understand and execute will become your present reality. I think that's what just went over people's head. What did he say? I said, any biblical truth that you grasp and understand and execute, that, my friend, will become your present physical reality.
Amen.
Are you listening? Whatever you don't understand will not be your present reality. Why don't people pray in the spirit? They don't understand it. And because they don't understand the dynamics of tongues or praying in the spirit, that's not the present reality. Are you listening? This is why the Bible tells you in the book of Matthew chapter 13. Matthew chapter 13. And look at verse 23, ladies and gentlemen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Matthew chapter 13. Everybody read now. But he that receive what? Seed or the word. Into the good ground is he that what? Heareth the word and does what? Understand it. What? Understanding. That's why the Bible tells you with all that getting, get understanding. Huh? Faith comes by hearing and? First hearing is hearing. The second hearing is understanding. You hear me now? How many of you have ever heard people say something and you say, I still don't get it. I don't get it. You know why? Because you heard it one time, you didn't understand it. But the moment that you understand something, the devil can't take it away from you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So with all that getting, get what? Get understanding. Glory to God. He says, but he that receives seed in the good ground is he that hears the word and does what? Understand it, which brings forth fruit, some 100, some 60, and some 30. So now you understand why some people have 30-fold and why some people got 60-fold and why some people got 100-fold is based on their understanding. It's not because God prefers one guy over the other. No. It's all down to your understanding.
Amen.
So whatever you don't understand, you can't partake of it. But the moment you understand it, come on, lift up your hands and say this with me. The moment I understand it. Woo, glory to God. Let me tell you right now. The moment that you understand it, demons can't stop you. Hell can't stop you. Principalities and powers can't stop you. Glory to God. You're going to the other side. Can you say amen? Can you lift up your hands and say, I'm going to the other side. Hallelujah. In fact, before I go any further, I'm going to show you something right now. Let's go to Mark chapter 4. Glory to God. This is not in the program, but this is free. Won't cost you any penny. Thank you, Jesus. Look at Mark chapter 4. Now you'll understand why Jesus slept in the boat. Have you ever wondered, why did Jesus sleep in the boat? Why he slept in the boat? Huh? Well, everybody was panicking. The disciples were panicking. Why? Because water was in the boat. Let me give you a good revelation. Are you ready for, are you heavy for a heavy, heavy, heavy revelation? Are you ready? Yes. It's so heavy, it'll knock you out.
Oh, God.
Not really. Listen, you ready?
Yes.
Boat in the water is good.
Yeah.
Water in the boat, no good.
Yeah.
You can be in trouble, but don't let trouble get inside of you.
Amen.
Are you listening? Yeah. The reason why they're all shaken up is because water was in their boat. But Jesus was what? Sleep in the hinder part of the ship on a pillow. He had this mypillow.com. All right. Look in your Bible, please. Let's go to Mark chapter 4. Jesus is talking. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Now you'll see why he slept. Thank you, Jesus. Let's look at verse 26 and 27 and 28. Thank you, Lord. Oh, I love this word, man. About to read now. Let's read. Ready, one, two, go. And he said, what? So is the kingdom of God as if a man should what? Cast seed. What seed now? Ground. Word. Into the ground. And then does what? Look at the next verse. And do what? Uh-huh. So what? Jesus said, let's go to the other side. He's already cast the seed. Right? Because he's already cast the seed. Now what does he do? He sleep and rise what? Night and day. And the seed should spring and grow up. He knoweth not how. He doesn't care. Listen to me very carefully. Seed has a DNA. Are you listening? The DNA of an apple seed says, I got to grow up and become an apple. The DNA of an orange says, I got to grow up and become an orange. Is that right? The DNA of a monkey says, I got to grow up and become a monkey, not a human being. Are you hearing me, saints? Because the DNA means it's a pre-programmed future. Are you listening? You want to see God's DNA? God, the word's DNA? Look at Acts 19:20. Acts chapter 19 and verse 20. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Acts chapter 19 and verse 20. What does the word say? So mightily grew the word of God and did what? Prevailed. So what? So, everybody read now. So mightily grew the word and prevailed. What's the DNA of the word? Whatever word that you're looking for, whether it's a word on prosperity, whether it is a word on peace, whether it's a word on deliverance, the moment you put the word inside of you, the word says, I gotta grow up and prevail. I gotta grow and prevail. All you gotta do is put me in the ground and I will do the rest of the work. I will grow and I will prevail. So the word will grow and prevail over poverty. The word will grow and prevail over demonic situation. Can you say amen? All you got to do is plant the word. Can you say amen? All right, let's go back to our scriptures now. Thank you, Jesus. So he took the mantle. Now, let's go back to 2 Kings, please. He took the mantle. He did what now? He took the mantle. Did you come here tonight to take a mantle?
Yes. Yes.
From the days of John the Baptist until now, the kingdom of God suffers violence, and the violent what? Take it by force. Mantles are symbolic of the anointing of God. Can you shout amen? Now, The Bible says, look in your Bible now, 2 Kings, verse 14. He took the mantle of Elijah that fell from him and did what? Smote the waters and said, where is the Lord God of Elijah? And when he had smitten the waters, they parted hither and thither. And Elisha went over. Once you receive a new mantle, that's what's going to happen to you. You're going over. Glory to God. Come on, lift up your hands and say with me, I'm not going under. I'm going over. I'm not going backwards. I'm going forwards. Glory to God. Why? Because a new mantle has come on your life. You've taken a new mantle. Praise God. And let me tell you right now, when a mantle is in front of you, when you've picked up a new mantle, that which blocked you yesterday will not be able to block you tomorrow. Yeah. Amen. Your obstacle and your oppositions will become your passage into your promised land. Verse 15 says, and when the sons of the prophets, now remember they were following from a distance. You remember that, right? They were following afar off. I want you to write this down, please. I'm going to give you some secrets tonight. Those who follow far will never get the mantle. Those who follow far will never get the mantle. Mantles only go to those who follow closely. Amen. They were in the school of the prophets, but yet they didn't follow the prophet. But Elisha followed closely. I want you to write this down. There's a secret I want you to write down. This is why there are some people I follow very closely. Are you listening? Yes. Your company will determine what will accompany you in life. Your company will determine what accompanies you in your future and into your destiny. Who have you latched on to? The problem that we have in this generation, the younger generation, is that we have a prophetless generation. A prophetless generation is a profitless generation. Are you listening? A prophetless generation is a profitless generation. Amen. We've got too much independent spirit. And that's why we have the younger generation that are not recipient of ancient mantles. And God has ancient mantles ready to be dropped on new and available believers. Will you be that person? Will you be that person? Can you say amen? Amen. So when we talk about mantle, what are we talking about? What are we talking about when we talk about mantle? Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to write this down. Mantle is a cloak of power, transmission, and succession. Let's say it again. When we talk about mantle, we're not just talking about a cloak. We're not just talking about a piece of garment. A mantle, ladies and gentlemen, is a cloak of power, of transmission, and succession. Are you listening? Elisha, the moment that he got that cloak, power in double portion was transferred. And there was a transmission. And there was a succession. Ministry is not successful if we have no legacy. Are you listening to me now? We are still living and basking in the legacy of the Lord Jesus Christ, because he left 12 disciples that turned the world upside down. They receive a cloak. Remember, the Bible says in the book of Acts, chapter 4, and then when the book of Acts, after they've raised that man who was crippled, and they knew, the Pharisees knew that these were unlearned and ignorant men, but that they had been with Jesus. Your association will determine your impartation. Can you say amen? That's why I'm saying to you that your company will determine what accompanies you in the future. Glory to God. If you want a healing anointing, glory to God, find somebody that walks and carry that anointing and stay close to them. Yes. Can you say amen? Yes. Paul says, I long to see you that I may impart unto you some spiritual gift to the end that you may be established. Amen. Ladies and gentlemen, your impartation that you have received will determine the impact that you make in life. The reason why many ministers have no impact is because they never received impartation. Are you listening to me now? I want to be imparted, glory to God. That's why it irks me. It saddens me when I see some of the generals going home to glory. Are you listening? Because I believe in what the Bible says. Remove not the old landmark. Are you listening to me now? My. How this country right now could do with another dose of Billy Graham. How this country right now could do with another dose of Lester Sumrall. How this country could do with another dose of Murray Sorolo, of Kenneth Hagin, glory to God, of Jack Coe, glory to God. Can you say amen? How we could do, how our generation right now could do with another dose of Smith Wigglesworth. Can you say amen? We have a younger generation today that couldn't care less about the likes of Smith Wigglesworth. My brother went to Bradford the other day. He is in England. He said to me he went to the house of Smith Wigglesworth. And they've turned it into a bakery. Turned it into a bakery. Guy didn't have a clue who lived there. Oh, you listen to me? When I went to London, I went to John Wesley's house. I went to his bedroom. The most fascinating thing, there were two things that fascinated me about John Wesley. Number one, three things I was fascinated about by John Wesley. When you walk into his room, you go into his library. Now, that boy loved books. He's like me. I'm a voracious reader. Glory to God. Can you say amen? Woo! I was like, look at that. His library is still intact there. And the second thing that impressed me was that them days there was no cars. So he would have to go on horses to go preach the gospel, right? And he designed a saddle. His own saddle that had a tablet where he could just sit there. And his Bible will be open, or a book will be open, and he'll be reading while he's going to his destination. And that man, are you listening? What I love about him was when I went into his bedroom and I saw his prayer closet right by his window where he knelt down every day and called upon God. Are you hearing me, somebody? Can I hear an amen? And that man impacted Europe and impacted America. And to this day, the Methodist Church is still here. Why? Because these people had something to impart to their generation. Can you say amen? I love Smith Wigglesworth, glory to God, when I was a little boy, 14, 15, I read his book voraciously. I love that authority that he carried. I love one day I was reading his book, and he was sitting down. He was sitting down and watching people passing by. And he saw this lady. And this lady was going to the bus stop to catch a bus. And her dog was following her. He said, now go, Bingo, go home. And the dog didn't care, just kept following her, right? He said, come on now, go home. Go home. And the dog wouldn't go home. Then the bus came. And when the bus came, the lady looked at the dog and said, get! And the dog turned around with his tail behind his leg and just started running home.
Amen.
And Smith jumped and said, that's the way you treat the devil.
Amen.
That's the way you treat the devil. Can you say amen?
Amen.
That's authority. That's power. That's anointing. That's unction. That's glory. Come on, somebody say amen. Come on, lift up your hands and say, that's glory. That's power. That's authority. That's dunamis. That's dominion. That's exousia. Glory to God. And we need it now today. These mantles are available for you today. Whether you're in Asia, Africa, Europe, or America, we need some men and some women with a new mantle. Praise God. Listen. Who would have thought that some of the problems that we defeated many years ago are reappearing today? So this is what the world called the return of the ancient spirits. Huh? Are you listening to me now? Well, if the devil can bring about some return of ancient spirits, and the Bible tells you where sin abounds, grace will abound much more. We're believing God that God will raise you, young men and young women, to carry his power to your generation. Come on, lift up your hands and say, I receive it. Receiving a new mantle. So, a mantle, ladies and gentlemen. Let's write this down, please. A mantle. Glory to God. It's a cloak of power, transmission, and succession. Number two, I want you to write this down. Number two, mantle is a higher dimension, anointing coming on a lower dimension, anointing elevating that lower dimension to a higher dimension. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Let me say, I didn't get that. Well, let me say it again. All right. A mantle is a higher dimension coming on a lower dimension anointing, elevating the lower dimension to a higher dimension. How many of you want to have a higher dimension? You know, you and I, we should be going from glory to glory. Is that right? Hallelujah. We should be going from what? Power to power. From anointing to more anointing. The older you get, the better you should be. Glory to God. Don't look at your people. Don't look at the younger people and say, well, now I'm now in my 60s. My best days are behind me. No. The older you get, you ought to look at the younger generation and tell them, I'm like wine. The older I get, the better I am. Can you say amen, somebody? Can you say amen? You got more knowledge, you got more wisdom, you got more anointing, you got more glory, and the world is telling you it's time to retire. No, sir, we don't retire, we refire. We refire, glory to God. Anybody here want to get refired? Glory to God. Hallelujah. Jesus, John said, there's one coming up to me. He's stronger than I am. He will baptize you in the Holy Ghost and fire. Does anybody here want the fire of God? Come on, lift up your hands and say, I want the fire of God. Let's pretend like we are in Africa. Are you ready? Are you ready? Let's pretend like we are in Africa and say with me, fire, yeah, 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 yeah. Come on, talk to me and say, fire, yeah, 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 yeah. That's how they're saying in Africa. Glory to God. When I go to Nigeria next week, the following week, all I'm going to hear is fire. Yeah, 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 yeah. Woo! I need some fire. Yeah, 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 yeah. What we need today is preachers with fire. Yeah, 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 yeah. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Now, a mantle, ladies and gentlemen, is a trigger of miracles, signs, and wonders. That's why we need new mantles in this generation.
Amen.
That will bring about what? Miracles, signs, and what? Wonders. Peter's shadow healed people. The broad that touched Paul's aprons and handkerchief. And God did special miracles.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
What do people get when they come in contact with you? Germs. No. No. Come on, somebody say amen.
Amen.
We are not carriers of germs.
Right.
We are carriers of the mantle of God.
Hallelujah.
Can you say hallelujah?
Hallelujah?
Can you say thank you, Jesus?
Amen.
Glory be to God. If Peter's shadow can heal people, your shadow can heal people.
Amen.
If Peter's handkerchief can heal, if Paul's handkerchief and apron can heal people and bring deliverance and demons left, your handkerchief, glory to God, your apron, your clothing will bring about deliverance to those who are sick. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Those who are demonized. Hallelujah. You know, from the time I was 14, not this morning's story. I told him a story this morning. No, not this one. From the time I was 14, when I got baptized in the Holy Ghost, I pray in tongues all the time. Are you listening? I do crazy stuff. Before I learned how to pray all night long in tongues, you know what I did? I recorded myself praying in tongues. And then remember years ago you had tape auto reverse?
Yeah.
I just prayed in tongues. And then put it on auto reverse and hear myself praying in tongues all night long. Thank you, Jesus. So why'd you do that for? Because tongues create an atmosphere.
Yeah.
Tongues create what? An atmosphere of glory and an anointing and unction. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And one of my cousins came from Paris, France. And my mom said, tonight you're not going to sleep in your bed, in your bedroom. You're going to vacate your bedroom and let your cousin sleep in there. I said, that's fine. But the Holy Ghost is in that bedroom. About midnight, 1 o'clock in the morning, she couldn't sleep. My cousin couldn't sleep. She was manifesting in that bedroom. Why? Because where God is, demons can't stay. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
You need to create an atmosphere.
Amen.
So it's a mantle of cloak of power, signs, and what? Wonders. And how many of you want wonders in your life?
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Now, let me give you what happens to you. Remember now, this is the basis of what we began yesterday. Prophetic encounters. By a prophet, the Lord took Israel, what? Out of Egypt. And by a prophet, he preserved them. What happens to you when you have a prophetic encounter? What does it mean? It means when you have an encounter with a man or a woman of God. Are you listening to me now?
Yes.
When you have what? An encounter with a man or a woman of God that changes the trajectory of your life.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Now, let me give you 5 or 6 things quickly, and then we're going to pray for you. Hallelujah. Number one, look at Acts chapter 3. And here's a man, lame from his mother's womb. Never know what it means to take a step forward in life. Born with a birth defect. Right? Let me tell you this. Every one of us here was born with a birth defect. We were all born sinners. But we had an encounter with Jesus.
Amen.
And that man changed our life.
Amen.
You had a one-way ticket to hell. When you had an encounter with him, you did a U-turn. Glory to God. Now you're on your way to heaven. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Now, Acts chapter 3. Now, Peter and John, verse 1, went up together into the temple at the hour of prayer. Right? Being the ninth hour. Now, watch this now. Verse 2. And a certain man, lame from his mother's womb, whom they laid daily at the gate of the temple, which is called what?
Beautiful.
What does that mean? Does that mean it was beautiful because it was pretty? The word beautiful. Have you not read this verse? How beautiful are the feet of those who preach the gospel. What does that mean? That your pastor's got pretty feet? Have you seen some of the feet of the people who preach the gospel? Good God, have mercy. It doesn't mean that your pastor's got pretty feet. Where he says, how beautiful are the feet. And he was sitting at the gate called Beautiful. The word beautiful means how timely. Or how in season. You hear me? So he was sitting at the gate called season. But he was out of season. Are you listening?
Yes.
Peter said, silver and gold I don't have. Look on us. What I have, I give to you. In the name. Rise and be healed. When you have a prophetic encounter, the first thing that's going to happen to you is that your life, your ministry will go into the right season. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen?
Hallelujah. And so many of us are living out of season. When you're out of season, you're like the fig tree that was cursed. You've got leaves, but you got no fruit. Some of us, we look like we've got a ministry, but there's no fruit. We look like we've got a business, we've got a business name, but there's no money, there's no profit. But you're about to have a prophetic encounter today. And God will take you out of season and bring you in season. Can you shout amen, somebody? You're about to enter into your Kairos moment. Oh, come on, lift up your hands. Say, I'm going into my Kairos moment. Say it again. I'm going into my Kairos moment. They may tell you right now that Kronos is too late. But God has a way of turning Kronos and make Kronos go into Kairos. And then when you go from Kronos to Kairos, the greatest one is Pleru. In the fullness of time, God has sent his son. Let me tell you right now, you're about to enter into the fullness of your time. All the frustration is about to be over. All the pain, all the aches, everything, all the tears that you shed and you've seen nothing. But your playroom moment is coming because you're having a divine prophetic encounter.
Amen.
Shout amen.
Amen.
Woo. 40 years of never taking a step forward. And all of a sudden, praise God, a prophetic encounter caused two brand new legs to shoot down instantly. Can you say amen? Without physical therapy. Praise God. That's what you call creative miracles. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you lift up your hands right now and say this with me? My life.
My life.
Come on, say it again.
My life.
My life. My family.
My family.
My children.
My children.
My business.
My finances
are about to go into the right season. Come on, say, in the right season. Oh, I see harvest being written all over you right now. Can you say amen? Your days are being broke, busted, and disgusted. It is over. Hallelujah. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
It's glory, glory, hallelujah. Amen. It's your season. Come on, put your hand in your heart. Say, this is my season. It's a new day. It's a new season. Woo! Come on, say, it's a new day. I can't remember the words of that song. It's a new day. Do you remember it? You don't remember it? It's a new day. It's a new season. A fresh anointing is coming my way. Come on, somebody say, it's a new day. It's a new season. A fresh anointing. Come on, say, a fresh anointing. A fresh anointing. A Holy Ghost anointing. A joy anointing. A power anointing. Glory to God. A miracle anointing. Hallelujah. A laughter anointing is coming all over you. Somebody ought to shout in this place. Somebody ought to get happy in this place. Somebody ought to be filled with the joy of the Lord in this place. For the kingdom of God is not meat and drink, but righteousness, peace, and joy. Joy in the Holy Ghost. Mm. Come on, say joy in the Holy Ghost. Come on, sis. You don't sound joy in the Holy Ghost. You don't. That doesn't sound like joy. Come on, somebody shout joy in the Holy Ghost. Oh, you want to jump up and shout joy in the Holy. Come on, jump up and shout joy in the Holy Ghost. Your days of sorrow are over. Oh, now come on. Why don't you just laugh a little bit? Why don't you just laugh a little bit? Laugh at the devil, praise God. Laugh at the devil, hallelujah. Can you shout amen, somebody? Job says you will laugh in the days of calamity. Ha! What was meant to take you out? You're going to look at the devil and say, devil, is that the best you got? Shoot your best shot, devil. Amen. Some of you, the devil shot at you, but you're still here. Come on. Put your hand on your heart and say, I'm still here. Oh, you went through the fire. You went through the water. But God has taken you out to take you into your wealthy place. Shout amen. Come on, text five people. Say, I'm still here. I'm still here. Hallelujah. I'm still here. Glory to God. Jesus walked on the water. Did he not?
Yes.
Jesus took Peter out of the water. Did he not?
Yes.
Paul held on to a piece of wood and swam all the way to the seashore. I don't care how you do it, whether you walk on it or whether Jesus pulls you out physically or you're holding on to a piece of wood. We don't care how you get there. Just get there. Can you say amen? Joy in the Holy Ghost. A prophetic encounter take you into your right season. Even when they say Kronos is too late, God says Kairos. God says Pleru. Amen. Pleru overrules Kronos. Of course it did. Kronos says Sarah can have a baby. Huh? She's 90 years old. I was reading that the other day to my wife. I said, listen, Sarah called his husband Lord. I should be addressed as Lord Glenn in this house. She looked at me and says, if you can make a baby at 100, I'll call you anything you want. Kronos says it's over. But the Bible says God visited Sarah according to the time that God has said.
Yes.
Come on, touch your neighbor. Say, my time is coming.
My time is coming.
Oh, your time is coming. Your time is coming. Your time is coming. That's why the Bible says, do not laugh at me, oh my enemies. For when I fall, I'm not going to stay there. When I fall, I shall arise. Come on, say, I will arise. I will arise. And the same people that saw you going down, God will keep them alive for them to see you go up again.
Hey, 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 hey.
Woo! Thank you, Jesus. Number next, Exodus chapter 33. Exodus chapter, ooh, thank you, Lord. Exodus chapter 33. Look what God says. God is a genius, man. Exodus chapter 33. We're going to read verse 1. That's what prophetic encounter does. Are you ready? 33 verse 1. And the Lord said unto Moses, depart and go up hence, you and who?
People.
The people which you, have brought up and out. Not only will you go up, but you're going out. Yes. If you're going up, the opposite of that would be what? Down. Right? And you're going out, which means what? You were in. So for God and Moses to take you up and out, it means you were down and in. Whatever you were down and in, when you have a prophetic encounter, you're going up and out of it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
When I had encounters with some great men of God, it changed my life. My encounter with Lester Sumrall changed my life. My encounter with Brother Copeland changed my life. Your encounter with Morris Searle will change your life. Your encounters with Dick Bernal will change your life. Are you hearing me, somebody? Can you say amen?
Amen.
There are some men and women that are anointed. When they come into your life, they leave deposits.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Somebody say amen.
Amen.
So, prophetic encounters take the people out of pitfalls into the promised land. You know, one of the anointing that God gave me, I can close in a few minutes, is that I wrote a book, I didn't bring it here, Breaking the Spirit of Barrenness. Barrenness is not just a biological issue, it can be a territorial issue. So years ago, I went to Africa, Nigeria. I was preaching in a place called Isolo. And I said, all right, I'm going to pray for everybody. So after the service, these little ladies came up to me and said, Pastor, you got to pray for us. I said, okay. And they wouldn't say that loud. They said, been married, can't have babies. In Africa, that's a stigma and a shame to be married and not have a child. Are you listening? And the firstborn has to be a boy. Are you listening? For whatever reason. So I prayed and I left. I came back the following year. And this lady woke up to me and said, here's a little Glenn. I said, huh? Meet little Glenn. I said, no, there is no little Glenn. Because in Africa, they don't call their kids Glenn. You'll hear a name like Ose, Shegun, Ayo, and all these names. Never heard Glenn. So this woman come up to me and says, hey, here's baby Glenn. I said, no, there is no baby Glenn. Because if my wife finds about it, she's going to kill me. There is no baby Glenn. And another woman came up to me and said, meet another little Glenn. Another lady came up to me and said, meet little Glenn. I said, what is going on here? And I had this look of confusion on my face. He said, don't you remember? I said, no, I don't remember anything. If I did something, I would remember it. I said, last year, you prayed for us to have babies. And this is the baby that we have, and we've decided to call him Glenn. Right now, in Africa, there's about 8 Glenn roaming around the earth. And it had nothing to do with it. Can I hear an amen, somebody?
Amen.
My friend called me the other day. When my sister-in-law was pregnant, I said, you're going to have a boy. She said, how do you know? I said, I'm telling you, you're going to have a boy. He said, you don't know. I said, I do. The Holy Ghost told me that you're going to have a boy. He said, no. I said, yes, I'm telling you, you're going to have a boy. I said, this is how sure I am of it. If when that boy is born, call him Glenn. Yeah. She said, yeah, whatever. My little nephew is called Joel Glenn. Can I hear an amen, somebody?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. There will be no fruitlessness in your life. There will be no barrenness in your life. There will be no lack in your life. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Can you shout amen?
Amen.
Well, let me close with this. How do you get this mantle? How do you get it?
Take it.
Yeah, how do you take it?
Take it up.
Okay, good Lord. Yeah, we take it up. Yeah, all right. Okay, great. Thank you for your contribution. Glory to God. But now listen up. Thank you, Jesus. I want it. I wanted something. I wanted something. When I was young, I watched certain ministers. I said, Lord, I want that. I want that kind of anointing. I want that kind of results. I want that kind of preaching ability. Praise God. Can you say amen? So what did I do? Write this down. Number one, you follow.
Follow
closely. Whatever you follow is what you will swallow. Whatever you follow is what you will swallow. Are you listening? So who are you following? Well, I don't follow nobody but Jesus. Wonderful. But Jesus is not here physically. You have to follow somebody. So who are you following? I'm my own man. Well, all right then. Get yourself beaten up left, right, and center. Follow somebody. Mentors, your mentor's present is your future.
Come on now.
Amen.
So that tells you that people without mentors don't have secured futures.
Yes.
So follow. Follow closely. Come on, say follow closely.
Follow closely.
Number two, sow into them. You follow and then you what? Sow into them. I've been sowing in some ministries from the time I was 14 years old. I don't follow everybody and anybody, but the one that resonates in my spirit. That's what I want to be. I said, Lord, I want to sow into that. I follow, and then I sow. You want a mantle on your life? Not only must you follow, and you must what? So. Number three, don't retrieve from battles. Every time you do battles, oh, glory to God. Every time you do battles, that's why, listen to me very carefully, people think that Saul was the first king of Israel. God didn't say that. Samuel says God has anointed you to be the captain. In 1 Samuel chapter 10, verse 1.
Yes.
I have anointed you to become what? The captain. Yes. That's why when he died, his son Jonathan could not take his place. Can you see it now? He has anointed you to be what? Captain. Why could not Jonathan become the next captain? Because it's not transferable. Whereas Solomon succeeded David because royalty follows inheritance and succession. But why did God choose David after Saul? David says, in iniquity I was conceived. You know what I mean? That means that Jesse played the field. And that's why when Samuel came to anoint the sons of Jesse, he did not include David. Because David was an embarrassment. But he had a heart after God. Man looks at the hand. God looks at the heart. You hear me now? Man looks where? At the hand. God looks where? At the heart. He says, don't you have any other son? Yeah. He's out there in the field somewhere. This guy comes along and said to Goliath, I killed the lion and I killed the bear. What are lions? Lions are territorial spirits. Ladies and gentlemen, until you learn to defeat territorial spirits in your vicinity, there'll be no new mentors coming on your life. Are you hearing me, somebody? Amen?
Amen.
Can you say amen? He grabbed the lion by the beard. Praise God. Amen.
Amen.
Are you listening? You got to be like the Apostle Paul. I have fought with the beast of Ephesus. Are you hearing me, saints? Some people don't, in ministry, if you don't like battles, get out of the ministry. You think everything's going to be hunky-dory in ministry? No way. Are you listening? You're going to fight some devils. There are some devils over San Jose. Are you hearing me, saints? There are territorial spirits also in your family bloodline. That's why we are bloodline breakers. Can you say amen? Whatever stopped your forefathers has no right to stop you. Can you say amen? Come on, lift up your hand and say, I will not be stopped by the demons in my forefathers' life. Can you shout amen?
Amen.
Hallelujah. Having an altar, stand therefore. Lift up your shield of faith and the sword of the Spirit. And you're going to tell the devil, devil, if my right hand don't get you, my left hand will get you. Praise God. Can you say amen?
Amen?
Devil, if it's a fight you want and fight, you're going to get. But when the dust settles, God and I will be standing up and you will be under my feet. Fight them devils. Come on, say fight them devils. Come on, look at your neighbor and say fight them devils. Fight them devils. Hallelujah. Can you shout hallelujah?
Hallelujah.
I killed the lion. I killed the bear. Bear will attack you from the back. He'll attack you from behind. You got to fight the battle of your past. Stop, let your past become your present. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Some of you are not going forward because you're allowing the past to hold you. You can't change nothing about the past. There's nothing you can do about the past, but the future is ahead of you and you can possess it. Can you say amen?
Amen.
So follow.
Follow.
So fight.
Fight.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Let's stand together on our feet. That's enough for today. Thank you, Lord. Let's stand together on our feet. I got to follow. I got to sow. I got to fight. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, lift up that hand. Say, I got to follow.
I got to sow.
And I've got to fight. You got to give it a go. Glory to God. Can you say amen?
Amen.
Oh, you got to get in the ring. Praise God. Put on your gloves. Hallelujah. Amen. You are a heavyweight in the spirit. You pray in the Holy Ghost. You speak the word of the living God. You fast and you seek God. And great things are going to happen to you. Can you say amen?
Amen.
We get knocked down, but we don't get knocked out. Glory to God. We get up and go again. Lift up that hand right now. Lift up that hand right now. Makashatataba Sunday. There are fresh mantles, ancient mantles about to be dropped upon people today. Oh, glory, 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 glory. Ekabo shaba no mokotebekataba. Come on, open that mouth right now. Come on, open that mouth and begin to pray right now. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. We worship you, Jesus. We worship you, Jesus. Follow, sow, fight, and then worship. Worship will bring new mentors upon you. Thank you, Jesus. Come on, lift up your hands right now. Can you help me, my sister? Can you help me? Thank you, Jesus. Where's that young man with the keyboard? Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Is he here or is he not here? Hallelujah. Okay, no problem. Lift up your hands right now. Lift up your hands. Lift up your hands. Let's think, for you are great. You do miracles so great. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Come on. Come on. Come on. Hallelujah. Ekabosha tabosha tedebe. Rabaka, come on, embrebes.
You do miracle so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
Come on, one more time. Let's sing it again, please.
For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you. For you are great. You do miracles so great. There is no one else like you. There is no one else like you.
If you are here tonight and you're battle weary, if you are here tonight and you've heard the word tonight and you want a new mantle to come upon your life, you got to be like the eagle, man. The eagle, when he gets to a certain age, can't see properly. Are you listening? Can't see properly. Can't fly properly. Can't be the effective hunter that he once was. So you know what that bird will do? Go on top of the rock. Way up yonder in the mountains. First thing it will do, it'll pluck off all the feathers. You got to strip yourself of the flesh.
Jesus.
Are you hearing me, saints?
Yes.
He strips all until he looks like a turkey. Sometimes eagles, when they're going through, I forgot the word for it now, the molting process, they look like turkeys. And you may feel like a turkey. And you know what else he does? Once it does that, the next thing it does, beats its beak upon the rock because of the calcium and the scales that he can no longer pick up his food. But he beats until it's bloody, until there's no more beak left. You got to beat your face on the word. The rock is Jesus. The rock is Jesus. And here is the king of the air. Looks like a turkey. Has got no beak. Are you listening?
Yes.
But it will stay there. Stay there. And that's the most vulnerable time for the eagle. But you know what he will do? He will wait for other eagles who's already been through the molting process. And they will drop food for him to eat. Why? Because eagles don't eat dead things. They eat fresh things. You gotta have fresh word. You gotta have a fresh move of the Holy Spirit. That's why you need other eagles to drop that food. to drop that food. This weekend, all I've come to do is drop fresh food for you. And he will pick up that food and begin to eat it and then stay there in the sun. Oh, the Son of Righteousness will arise with healing in his wings. Guess what's going to happen then next? Fresh oil begins to ooze out of the skin of the eagles. Are you listening to me now? Then fresh feathers will begin to grow. Because of the fresh oil that comes from the flesh that was exposed to the sun. Can you say amen? Can you look at your neighbor and say, I need some fresh oil. And all of a sudden that feathers begin to grow. And he's getting food, fresh food. He gains his strength. He's getting the heat of the sun. And all of a sudden, one day, he'll span his wings. Woo! 6 feet, 7 feet wings. And you know what happens next? Because of that fresh oil, he's got eyes that has been renewed. Did you know that the eagles have got two sets of eyelids? Huh? One when he goes into the upper winds, that comes like a translucent that goes over his eyes. Mm. You and I, we've got two eyes, mm-hmm. natural eyes, and the eyes of faith. Yes. We walk by faith and not by sight. And when we do that, we can soar into the heavenlies. Yes. Then that eagle will have fresh claws. Yes. Look out, devil. An eagle will never fight a serpent on the ground. It takes him way up in the air. Way up in the air. And then drop him to the ground. Let me tell you, I've experienced this. How do you say, what? I was walking my dog one day. Walking my dog. And this thing fell on my head. I looked up and it was a snake on the floor. And I look up and I saw this, wow. Like this eagle in the air. He dropped it. He didn't fight on the ground. He fights in the air. Wow. We fight our battles not on the ground, but in the realm of the spirit. One of the enemy of the eagle is the condor, who looks like an eagle, but is not an eagle. But the eagle didn't fight him just the way we fight. You know what the eagle does? He goes way up in the air and has the condor to go up in the air. And he goes way up, and he goes way up, and he goes way up close to the sun until the sun blinds the condor. Oh, you get the word. You get the light of the word until you blind your enemies. Come on, come on, come on now. If you're ready for a new mantle tonight, I want you please to come forward and I will pray with you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord Jesus.